97.7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of our listeners on Sirius XM Channel 141 Satellite Radio. Ain't you our voices? I am your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single episode of the show. My Christmas present as a sports fan was watching The Ohio State University absolutely dismantle and destroy the Tennessee Volunteers. And not just because Ryan Day needed to get off the schneid after the Michigan L. They needed a night where they could be on the other end of the steel toe in an arse kicking. But as someone that lives in Nashville and has to constantly listen to Tennessee Volunteers fans not understand their place, and there's this phenomena, if you live in SEC country, where people from the SEC think that because Alabama and Georgia are elite and have racked up all of these national titles in recent memory, they think that those titles extend to them. They think that because, hey, we're in the SEC, Bama's great. Yeah, he had Nick Saban in his prime. Georgia's great. Kirby Smart's built a monster. Well, we're Tennessee. We get credit for that. We're Mississippi. Lane Kiffin wants that credit. Texas A&M wants that credit. All of the SEC thinks that they're elite. They think that they're Georgia. They think that they're Alabama. And I don't usually feed the trolls, but during the week leading up to the Ohio State-Tennessee game, which I never really had any concern about. I mean, Ryan Day, he might have when Ohio State plays and they actually throw the ball and they actually get the ball to their weapons, they're one of the best two or three teams in the country. If they play conservative and they play scared, they can lose to anybody. Well, not anybody, but they can lose to anybody that's left in the tournament. I've been saying all year that Ohio State's the best team in the country from a roster standpoint. I'm standing on business. Ohio State is the best team in the country from a roster standpoint. They're better than Oregon. They're better than Texas. They're better than Georgia this year from a roster standpoint. I didn't mean that they're going to win. They could get smoked by Oregon. I don't think they will. I think they're going to beat Oregon. And they'll probably see Texas in the Cotton Bowl. Texas in the Cotton Bowl, that won't be easy. And if that happens, I'll probably be there. Already kind of looking up flights and looking at hotels in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. But I took a lot of flack from Tennessee people because I'm not on social media anymore. I'm going to talk about that later in the show. So you're not going to find me on social media. I had a lot of people reaching out to me personally saying that Tennessee was going to destroy Ohio State and calling it kneeling north. And there was an infestation of orange cockroaches in Columbus, Ohio, in the week leading into the game. I know a lot of people from in Cashville where I live that went to the game. And there was this assumption that because Ohio State has a terrible record, is a piss-poor record versus the SEC, the assumption was, hey, Alabama rolls you most of the time. Georgia beats you. Clemson's not an SEC team, but Clemson has beat you more often than you've beaten them in this era. Florida with Herb, they clapped you up. Oh, we're just going to go up there, and we're going to play in 15-degree weather, and it's going to be an easy W for Tennessee. And I just found that to be laughable. I didn't really respond. I didn't argue with people. I didn't get into these circular arguments and discussion. And that's because Tennessee's not important enough. I would respond and I say, well, look, Ohio State fans respect the Volunteers. And we're not sleeping on you, but you're not a real program. I mean, year to year, any given Saturday, you're playing a team with people that will play on Sundays to an extent. But I don't know anyone who, I don't know anyone in Columbus where I grew up or anyone that's part of the Ohio State diaspora that was worried about the Tennessee Volunteers. And this is such an arrogant fan base. And I have to listen to sports talk radio locally in Cashville and have neighbors that are Volunteer fans. I go to church with Volunteer fans. I work with people that are Volunteer fans. And the level of arrogance and delusion is just mind-boggling because this is a program that's really done nothing in the last 25 years. I mean, they were good when Peyton Manning was there. I was in college then. They won the Natty with T. Martin. Good for you. But other than that, what have you done? People shoot me personal emails and texts. I would just say, well, look, man, Tennessee's only won 10 games or more three times in the last 20 years. I mean, I'm not worried about you. And this is going to be a short segment. You got a lot to unpack. If we were doing a comparison of if we just used an analogy of great actors, Ohio State is Denzel Washington. Ohio State is Leonardo DiCaprio. Ohio State is Will Smith. You know, speaking of Denzel, I'm going to talk about Gladiator in the next segment because that Gladiator was some fire. I don't care what anyone says. It didn't really get the reviews and ratings. Denzel at like almost 70 is even more of a boss to me than Denzel at 40. Like Denzel is an amazing actor. But that's where Ohio State, the Bamas, the Georgias, you're talking about the headliners. You're talking about The Rock. You're talking about Will Smith. You're talking about Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. These are the guys that show up. They don't do a movie unless they get in 30 M's. Brad Pitt, Robert Downey, you know, Johnny Depp. Tennessee is Forrest Whitaker. Tennessee on their best day, maybe Morris Chestnut. Tennessee on their best day, maybe Taye Diggs. I mean, you're gonna do most of your movies on Lifetime Network. I mean, they're getting a bag. I mean, they're not a scrub. They're not doing porn. you're not a porn actor. You know, you're not at the bottom of the barrel. You're not on Tubi. But you're on Lifetime Network, man. You're not box office. You're not big screen. Nobody's checking for Tennessee. I just think it's funny. Tennessee views themselves. And I listen to sports talk radio all day driving around Nashville on the Briley Parkway. Tennessee views themselves as like the Michael Jordan or the Kobe Bryant of college football. But the reality is that you're not Michael or Kobe. You're the guy that wipes the sweat off the floor when Michael or Kobe were fouled. And they needed to wipe the sweat off the floor. That's who you are, Tennessee. Tennessee thinks that they're Muhammad Ali. They're like the Muhammad Ali of college football. You're actually the guy holding the spit bucket for Muhammad Ali or Floyd Mayweather. That's who Tennessee is. You're not the Tiger Woods of college football. You're the caddy. You're Mark McGwire's bat boy. Barry Bonds is bat boy. Remember, MC Hammer used to be a bat boy back in Oakland growing up for the Athletics. Like, that's who you are. And you bleeped around and found out, and I'm just not going to brag about it. If Ohio State can't beat Tennessee, look, you know, they have an abysmal record against the SEC, but Missouri, we got a lot of flack from Missouri fans last year. Ohio State didn't care about that game. Missouri was so unimportant that 20 players for Ohio State said, you know, I'd rather just sit it out and start preparing for the combine. Like, you're nothing. You're irrelevant. You're worthless. You wear neon orange as your primary color. That says enough about you. I don't think that if I was elite at anything, and I'm looking to grow and be elite at something, I can't imagine being elite at anything and losing to someone that wears neon orange as their primary color. Like, this, the neon orange is the same color as orange barrels on the highway. Which is interesting because Tennessee is literally just an orange barrel in a construction zone on a way to Georgia winning the SEC or Alabama winning the SEC, you're nothing. You're worthless. And on top of that, Tennessee, and I'm gonna close with this. If you look at, because there are a lot of people from wearing orange at Ohio Stadium for the game against the Buckeyes. Not the most diverse crowd out there. They look like an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog. Like not the most diverse group of people that support the checkerboard orange. Power Guys 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices,
stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
James Lewis.
I love guns, just for the record. I'm all over the map today. I love guns. One thing about me, a lot of people don't know. If you see me in Nashville, there is a 99.9% chance that I'm armed. Because in Nashville and in Tennessee, you can carry conceal.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I always got the toast on me. I'm not a thug. I live in a gated community. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but I always have a gun on me. I always have a burner on me all the time because it's legal. It's my right as an American to have the strap.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
If you're going through something right now at this minute, at this time, the storm doesn't last forever. New doors, new opportunities is coming your way. Keep praying. Keep walking in faith. Keep believing, keep smiling, keep shining, keep doing you, keep pushing. I'm talking to you, you, and you. Send this to somebody that needs to hear this. God is so good. Don't rush his timing. Just align yourself with him, and your world is going to change. Yep.
They're here. McDonald's best burgers ever. They're hotter, with the cheese deliciously melted. And they're juicier, with the patties cooked to juicy perfection. Yes, they're tastier, with a pillowy, soft, golden bun. They're...
Rubble, rubble.
Looks like we've been hamburgled. These are our best burgers ever.
Rubble, rubble.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.